cocaine. It's whiskey, I thought I heard the angel sing. Sounded like the Beach Boys. Hit the curve and began to sail. Took out most of the safety rail. Even the cop asked me, man, what'd you have in that thing?
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Paris, apologizing for the delay in funding recently and announcing more money will be going to the fight against Russia.
I've announced six packages of significant funding. Today, I'm also signing an additional package for $225 million to help you reconstruct the electric grid.
The leaders there marking 80 years since D-Day this week. Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint session of Congress on July 24th, House Speaker Mike Johnson announced last night. The Hamas-run health ministry says at least 40 people were killed in that IDF airstrike on a UN school-turned-shelter in central Gaza this week. Israel insists it was a Hamas compound. The Labor Department out with May jobs numbers. It's a very strong report. They thought that employers would add 190,000 jobs in May. Instead, the number more like 272,000. Dow futures have dropped on that news, down 143. This is ABC News. More than two dozen undocumented immigrants needed medical attention yesterday after an anonymous call led law enforcement into a hidden compartment in a flatbed trailer.
Police were tipped off that a gooseneck trailer hauling one large corrugated pipe to San Antonio from Laredo was fitted with a steel mesh below, just above the road. Deputies followed it to a tiny, unair-conditioned safe house.
It's just blazing hot in there. Fortunately, we were able to get these people before any of them passed as a result.
Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar says seven suspected smugglers were arrested, describing the operation as
clearly cartel-related.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
One of the migrants reported she had paid $16,000 to be smuggled across the border. Authorities in Nepal say they have removed 11 tons of garbage, four corpses and a skeleton in this year's annual cleanup of Mount Everest. Other peaks in the Himalayas as well are included in that. This year, authorities are trying to reduce garbage by making climbers wear tracking devices and bring back their own waste. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from June 7th through the 10th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. Sunny and breezy today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25, backing off by later this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with an isolated thunderstorm after midnight, our low 56. Tomorrow, sunny 73. Same for Sunday, sunshine, high of 73. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. Wisconsin Democrats are holding their annual convention this weekend in Milwaukee. State Party Chair Ben Winkler says the focus of those there will be on flipping state legislative seats and winning an assembly majority, as well as how to defeat Donald Trump in a state that could decide the presidential election. Republicans in the U.S. Senate this week rejected a Democratic bill to protect contraception access. While Wisconsin Democrat Senator Tammy Baldwin argued for bipartisan support of the bill, the state's Republican Senator Ron Johnson signed onto a letter accusing Democrats of fear-mongering on the issue. And a Juneau County Sheriff's deputy was injured in a crash last weekend while responding to a call that was later determined to be a hoax. The sheriff's office received a call from a man claiming that he had killed his mother. Law enforcement agencies all raced to the scene to discover it was a case of swatting. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Fleet Farm is the place for the best Father's Day deals around. This week, save $60 on a Milwaukee M18 cordless two-tool combo kit. Now just $169. Get a 28-inch Blackstone griddle with cover and accessories on sale for $249.99. And bring the kids June 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. to decorate a free grilling apron just for Dad. Treat your special guy to everyday favorites and more this Father's Day at Fleet Farm.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi, visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. And Anabus Silo, your Coyote tractor and Toro dealer, Durand. The Pepin County Town and Country Dairy Breakfast is tomorrow. The breakfast is being held at the Kohler Farm on Highway 85 between Durand and Rock Falls starting at 6:30. The breakfast is free, but free will donations will be accepted. Because of the breakfast, motorists traveling along Highway 85 tomorrow morning should be ready for possible traffic delays. As the new library opens in Mondovi, what will become of the old library space that is in the same building as City Hall? The Mondovi Historical Society is asking the library board in the city if they could use that space. That request was announced during the last city council meeting. Other uses for the space include moving the police department from its current location to the old library. Lake Halley may hire a village administrator. Currently, Lake Halley has a clerk treasurer. But Village Board President Gary Spindle said that job may be open by the end of the year and they may change things. He says moving to a village administrator would allow one person to oversee the day-to-day operations in Lake Halley as opposed to having to bring in other people. Spindle says no one has made any final decisions. The police chief in Wautoma is crediting quick-thinking neighbors for stopping a man from taking a boy into the woods this week. Chief Paul Mott yesterday thanked the entire community for stopping what could have been a tragedy at a local park. The chief says a man tried to lure a group of kids into the woods Wednesday afternoon. The chief said the man told the kids he was God, told them his wife was Jesus, and told them he'd just escaped from prison. A mom at the park spotted what was happening and stopped the man. Chief Mott said officers arrested the man a short time later. He's now waiting for formal charges in that case. Minnesota State College Southeast has received one of the largest donations in that school's history. They received $217,000 in the form of stock from an anonymous donor. The money will be used for student scholarships, specifically those pursuing a degree and residing at the Winona campus. Last year, the college launched the College Opportunity Program, offering tuition-free education to graduates of schools within the Winona district. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Madison will be sending its SWAT team and dozens of other officers to Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention. In all, Madison says it will send 85 police officers to Milwaukee for the convention. That includes officers on horseback, officers on bikes, and Madison's special events and crowd control team. Madison is one of several Wisconsin police departments who are helping out with extra officers for the RNC. Meanwhile, with the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee a little over a month away, some security details are now being contested. Rules approved by the Milwaukee Common Council require people protesting within the convention's general security zone to march a specific route, but the route and other details regarding demonstration sites aren't yet public. The Coalition to March on the RNC and the American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin filed a lawsuit Wednesday. They allege rules governing parade and protest activity unlawfully limit where protesters can exercise their First Amendment rights. Meanwhile, the U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle says security plans for the convention are still being finalized. The convention is July 15th through the 18th. The Wisconsin governor is asking that the Dodge County Sheriff's Department keep their investigation into Waupun Correctional Institution open. Governor Evers says he wants the investigation into four inmate deaths, which resulted in nine people being charged, including the former warden, open. Evers also wants the full results of the Department of Correction investigation to be released to the public. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt said yesterday the cases are currently closed, but could be reopened at a future date. Wisconsin workers are getting a higher wage increases this year compared to last. New data from the ADP Research Institute says workers who stayed with an employer for longer than 12 months had wages 5.3% higher than the same time last year. ADP says younger workers are getting higher pay growth than older age groups. Median annual pay is listed at $59,000. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Whitewater forced a third and deciding game at the NCAA Division III Tournament Championship round, but
They still wound up short, falling 10-5 to Misericordia in Eastlake, Ohio, in the title game. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Warhawks finished the season 45-12 and a victory shy of their third national title. Brewers had the day off yesterday. They'll open a three-game series against the Tigers in Detroit. Milwaukee Admirals staved off elimination in the AHL's Western Conference Finals, rolling to a 7-2 win over Coachella Valley at Panther Arena. Another do-or-die matchup is on the docket for Saturday night in Milwaukee, with the Admirals trailing 3-1 in that series. Steve Stricker back to defend his title at the AmFam Championship at University Ridge starting today, but could Stricker's career be drawing closer to retirement? He addressed that question yesterday, saying he's not sure how much longer he wants to play.
You know, there's more important things, you know, that I feel like that I want to take advantage of while I'm still healthy and being able to do things, and that's spending time with Nikki and the kids, watching them and helping our girls get better. And then just, yeah, I've had a lot of golf in my career, and you know, I don't fish enough and I don't hunt enough, and those are the things that are starting to catch my attention. And you know, how much do I want to continue to play? And
two-time winner Jerry Kelly also in the field for round one, returning to golf after receiving treatment at the Mayo Clinic for rheumatoid arthritis. The event has raised $17.2 million for 900 nonprofits. Boston Grab game one of the NBA Finals, rolling to a 107-89 victory over the Dallas Mavericks. Wisconsin football receiving an oral commitment from offensive tackle Nolan Davenport for the 2025 class. The Ohio native announced his commitment Thursday. He held offers from Penn State, Missouri, Michigan State, Northwestern, and Purdue, among others, the 14th known commitment to the 2025 class. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
The Minnesota Twins were swept by the Yankees after an 8-5 loss in New York. Christian Vasquez and Carlos Correa both homered for Minnesota, which has now dropped four of its last five. Pablo Lopez was rocked for 7 runs in 4 innings. He falls to 5-6. The Twins visit Pittsburgh starting tonight. The Vikings are off for the weekend after wrapping up their mandatory 3-day minicamp yesterday in Eagan. The Vikings will return for their third and final week of organized team activities next week. Training camp follows in late July. Meanwhile, Vikings also unveiled their new white alternate uniforms yesterday. The Minnesota Lynx are in Phoenix to square off with the Mercury tonight. The team has won 3 in a row following Wednesday's 86-62 rout of the Sparks in L.A. The Lynx sit in third place in the WNBA at 7-2 on the season. From the WIAA State Softball Tournament, a 7-run second inning helped Fall Creek advance to the state title game as they defeat Coleman 12-0 yesterday. Now the Crickets will play Cuba City Saturday morning for the Division IV championship. Meanwhile, in the Division I quarterfinals, the Big River Conference champion New Richmond saw its season end as the Tigers fell 2-1 to Milton in 11 innings. Molly Baker grounded to third with the bases loaded and no outs, and the throw to home was not in time. Today in the girls' softball tournament, Prescott, they are facing Broadhead today in the Division III state semifinals. That game is scheduled to be held at noon today. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap Shooters. Visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. There's a lot of debate that goes on about whether or not you should fish for bedding bass. Some people say it's not a good thing, and others say they want to catch a big one, so why not? I'm going to tell you what one Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer says, but first.
Unleash the power of the OnX Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Gary Roach says fishing for bedding bass is not a good thing. He says when you're taking those bass off the beds, you're pulling a fish off that is actually protecting that nest. There's always a lot of bluegills and perch and maybe some crappies around there that want to sneak down there and grab some of those eggs and wolf them down. They're hungry. They want to eat. But if you pull that bass off the bed, there's nothing there to protect those eggs. He said that there are a lot of bass, big and small, that are either done spawning or haven't spawned yet. Those are the fish you should be targeting. Those fish are either going to be real shallow up in the heavy cover, or they're going to be very deep. These are the ones that are finished spawning. Typically, they slide off into the deeper water to do some recuperation. And he said you can target those bass. You can catch those fish. Those deep bass, you want to use a slow approach, like a plastic worm or even live bait. Those shallow fish, go after them with top water and dig them out of that slop. So leave the ones that are on the beds alone. They're protecting the nest. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have highs mid-70s, west winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming cloudy. 80% chance of a shower late, lows mid-50s. Tomorrow, 70% chance of showers early, sunshine by the afternoon. We'll have highs in the low 70s. Currently across the region, we do have plenty of sunshine. Mondovi, 69. Ogallee, Wabasha, Nelson, 64. Lake City, 62. Plum City at 60. Here at WRDN, we have a sunshine 62 with Keith Urban and Somebody Like You on the way. We're going to be chatting with Sandy Bauer. She's got the old studio building. She's found some pretty cool stuff. Maybe she's found some cash. We'll find out here coming up. Here's Keith Urban and Somebody Like You. It's 8:23.
There's a new wind blowing like I've never known. I'm breathing deeper than I've ever done. And it sure feels good to finally feel the way I do. Now I want to love somebody. Love somebody like you. And
Sometimes it's hard for me to understand, but you're teaching me to be a better man. I don't want to take this life for granted like I used to do. No, no, I want to love somebody like you. I'm ready.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and Keith Urban, Somebody Like You, 826. I'm Brian Winnekins. We'll have birthdays and anniversaries here coming up in just a bit. Joining us, though, right now, Sandy Barrow with Stargazers. And Sandy bought the building that housed our old studios, and she's remodeling the whole thing. And so we've been kind of following it along here a little bit, and she found some really interesting stuff in the building. And so I thought, you know, Sandy, you got to come down here. We got to talk about this because this is pretty cool, being the history nut that I am. And Sandy, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Well, I didn't realize that there was a real nice floor underneath the floor that was there.
Yeah, there is. It's the old maple through the middle of the floor. And then on the edges, about 4 feet worth, there is old fir. And I don't know why they did that. I think years ago, from what I know, the fir was less expensive, and I don't know if there was cabinetry or a counter around the very outside, and that's why they put the lesser expensive there, because it was covered anyway. Because back then, in the 1910s, when the building was built, everything was, every penny counted. So I think that they used that fir just to save money, and then left the nicer maple through the middle where the customers are, to just give a little more upscale look.
Wow, all right. Now, when you first started, you found this, you went above the fake ceiling, which the instant I saw a picture, I'm like, you're not going to want to do that. There's bats in there. They're the size of bald eagles. I've had them in the studio. But you did, the original ceiling is still there?
It's there in its entirety, and some of that has been peeled back to run plumbing. And I've had Tyler from Gunderson's come in already and look at that, and he said we can tuck up the majority of that between the tin and the floor of the apartments upstairs. So we're going to try to optimize that plumbing, get rid of most of it so you can't see it, and then we'll just run a soffit around what you can't. You can go up to Dell's Architectural Salvage in Eau Claire. He's been there forever. He's got all kinds of tin and wood and things like that that we can wrap that with to make it kind of look like it belongs.
Now, was that painted?
It was painted. It's got old lead paint that's yellow, and it's coming down, and it's everywhere. But when the cell block did theirs, they used an air compressor, and they blew it off with just air, and it goes everywhere, but it comes off.
Okay.
And you don't have to use any liquid or anything to worry about the floor. So I have a compressor down there already, so we're going to try that. Hopefully we can get that old, icky paint off.
So now what's the original color then? Is it copper, or is it, can you tell?
It's just a tin colored. It's gray.
Okay.
Originally it would have been painted. I think it was a couple of shades of green and yellow or a white.
Oh, really? So they would have painted that?
It would have been painted originally when the building was built. They didn't leave that dark, raw tan.
Really?
Usually. Nope.
Oh, wow. Now, you've also looked at, obviously, you've done a little research on the history of the building. I know that one time We Energies was there. Some of this came from Gene and Ellen because they bought the building so they could move the radio station. There was We Energies was there. There was a clothing store there.
At Brennan's, I think.
Yeah, there was a bait shop that they used out the back. Of course, the minnow tub is in the basement.
Where they boiled the bodies, yeah. Right.
So what's underneath? So you're going to dig up then? Because, that creepy basement has a dirt floor. You're going to start looking, for the bodies then?
In my spare time?
Wow. Okay. Like going into the creepy basement?
I don't mind it at all. It's actually fairly good storage. Gunderson's, again, is going to come in and optimize my heating and cooling ducts. They're going to run a couple down there so the basement will stay nice and dry so it doesn't have humidity. We do already store some old barn wood down there, and the wood that we took the walls out that were in the retail space, we put all that wood down there so we could reuse it when it's time. It's really a nice basement, and it has only been wet up a little ways.
Yeah,
from
only yeah. It's any time when we were there, the only time it seemed to just get a little bit damp. Now, where you boil the bodies, i.e., the minnow tub, that actually did fill up. That would fill up. So we don't know why it was coming in there, but it was. And then there's an old line in there that the city had to cover, but that was a lead line, and boy, for grounding system of our very first transmitter when we were still fighting with the county on a tower site and we had the temporary antenna, that was the perfect. The engineer's like, wow, you're going to use the whole city for a ground. This is awesome. I'm like, hey, works for me, man. Knock yourself out. So,
yeah, right.
But that's still, you know, that was still there, but it never really did get wet in the basement.
And it's kind of at an incline. So if it would get wet, it's going to be way on
but
the backside.
But it's creepy. It is creepy.
I think it's all right.
See?
Haven't been any snakes in there yet or anything.
No, we never had snakes, but I was just, it's enclosed, it's low, dirt floor.
Well, you're tall, so.
I'm just waiting for, the hand from the boiled bodies to start coming up.
There's a super cool little ornate corner sink in there, and I don't think I sent a picture of that to you, but I did see that picture.
What was that for?
I don't know why it's there, but it was right next to that area where the minnows would have been held. It's just a little corner sink. It's very ornate on the bottom. It's porcelain, on the top, and that will be repurposed at some point somewhere in my life. I don't know where yet, but even Tyler Gunderson, when he was in there, said, you're going to reuse that somewhere, aren't you? I said, oh, yes. Yep.
Talking with Sandy Bauer, a stargazer. She has the owner of the building where our studios used to be located at coming up. We're going to chat with Sandy a little bit about some of the other things she found. And a little bit more, there's other places that have called that building home, and we're going to talk a little bit about that here coming up. Birthdays for today. Happy birthday to Janet Hendricks. Also, Thomas Wayne celebrating a birthday. Mariette Bauer celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Kim Hoyt has a birthday tomorrow as well. We'll find out who our birthday anniversary club winner is here coming up. It's 8:33.
DQ presents how to enjoy the three best cookies at the same time. First, grab the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard from DQ. Then dig into Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter. And last but not least, repeat! Because the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard packs all three into one powerhouse of a treat. So you can enjoy the best cookie trifecta in every red spoonful. Hurry in for a taste today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have highs mid-70s, west winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Then cloudy late, 80% chance of a shower, lows mid-50s. Tomorrow, 70% chance of showers. We'll have, at least in the morning, then sunshine in the afternoon, highs low 70s. Currently here in downtown Durand, sunshine and 62. Congratulations to John Harmon. He's this week's Birthday Anniversary Club winner. He wins the Birthday Anniversary Club brats from Durand Smokehouse and the six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Here's John Michael Montgomery in Soul.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress, but she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. John Michael Montgomery and Sold. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning, 8:38. Sandy Bauer joins us once again, talking about our old building where our studios were located at and some of the things she's found. Okay, so we knew it was We Energies. Gene and Ellen bought it for a radio station. I think it was like a Radio Shack or something at one time. That's our mailbox, was the video rental return. But you found something on the very front about you found out about it was a cafe at one time.
Right. So I have a picture that I got that I found before I even bought the building from the 20s, and on the picture on the front of it there is the old cloth awnings, and above the awnings there's a picture sign, and it says cafe on it. And I always thought it looked like a old, like a well pump or something like that. And I could never really understand what the shape of that was meant to be. And so we had Anthony from Glaus Carrier Construction come in because we want to put a nice awning on the front to deflect water and
the sunshine that beats in
sunshine.
There. Yeah.
Yep. So we had Anthony come down, and I've got all the garbage that gets hauled out because you can't have a dumpster downtown for very long. So we've been making a trip to the dump almost every week. So I had all that piled by the front door. So I haven't been able to really do anything on the front of the building inside. So Anthony's there, and he's like, well, we need to figure out if we can hook to the building. So Chuck, my partner, who I couldn't do this without, is down there with us.
Poor guy.
Right. I know he thinks I'm a little crazy, but he's supportive anyway.
Poor guy.
Anyway, so he's like, let's go find out. So we go in there, and you can see the bat.
He was the one that did
right.
That?
So,
oh, my word.
So the bat insulation is up there. So he goes up there with a stick with a nail on the end, and he starts pulling away the insulation, and he's on the left-hand side. And you could see this ornate small glass block.
The glass blocks.
The little teeny, yep. And they're leaded in there, I think. But there's some decorative and some not. And he's like, well, there's glass behind there, so we can't attach an awning in that whole area. And I'm like, what? He says, yeah, it's glass. So I walk inside and look up there, and sure enough, there it is, you know, on the left side. So I said, well, now I got to get up there and take
see,
it all down.
See, but, this is how this stuff starts. Yes.
I looked at Anthony. Anthony looked at me and says,
shakes his head.
He's like, oh no. Because he did my apartment above my shop, which was we used a lot of repurposed things and what was there. And so he knows me well enough to know that this is going to change everything.
Oh, he's like, oh no. And well, and Chuck's probably going, oh man, why did I come up with this idea? We could have went for a bike ride. We could have just relaxed.
Right. Whatever. Yeah. And he worked on one of our other projects. But so we started peeling off all the insulation. I moved a ladder over, and in the middle, behind the door where you come in, there is a decorative colored glass, and I ripped it off, and there's 2x4s in front of it, but I could see some letters, and here I thought it said white bread, which apparently it doesn't say white bread, but because I can't read backwards, even though I'm dyslexic sometimes. But so we looked a little more, and it says white bear. So I look at that picture, and here that picture from the 20s of the outside of the building, that is the outline of a bear, and it's white. And now that you know it's a bear, you can see that.
Now you can figure it out. Yep.
Right. So it was the White Bear Cafe. And
do you know anything about it?
A couple people have said they remember being in there, like with their dad and stuff like that, but I haven't got all of the plywood subfloor off of the original flooring yet. I'm almost done. But when I do, I'll see if there's any sort of a pattern around the edges or anything. Or maybe I'll be able to tell a little more where there were cabinets and not. Because they wouldn't have finished that floor underneath the cabinets. Then they would have finished up to it. And then there's kind of a gunky line where the finish would have beat it up. So I'll be able to tell a little more when I get the edges off. But right now, all the refuse that's going out is stacked along the edges. But you can see in the pictures on your Facebook post that it says the White Bear on it. So now we're going to build just a small eyebrow awning, they call it, which only comes out about 2 feet.
Okay.
And it will shed the water off of that glass and off of that signage. But then we'll backlight it so you can see it at night.
Okay, so you're going to keep the sign, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, okay. You couldn't make me cover it up. We would restore it if we have to, but it's really in good shape. I don't see any broken panes. I don't see any, nothing is broken. The leaded portion is in good shape. We'll just probably do a little reinforcement. We'll have somebody, Luke Risch did our balcony on the apartment, so we're going to probably have him do a grid for us behind that just to make sure that it stays
in place.
High wind and tornado situations.
So do you know then, was that covered then potentially when they switched the awning from that cloth to the hard awning that we used to have?
Right, probably. Yeah, because it's just covered up with tin and it's just screwed on the way tops and bottoms.
Okay.
There's nothing to any of that glass at all.
Wow.
And it's probably maybe 3 feet tall, and it runs the whole width of the building. So
really?
Yeah, it's very, very cool.
Do you think that was put in then originally?
I think it probably was.
That might be the original business that was there?
That would be my assumption, because why would you take out, you know, brick? There's brick, there's stucco on the front of that now,
yep,
of the building, and there's brick underneath of it. So why would they take that out to put in all this glass? So probably is originally what it was. It probably was a cafe when it was built.
So, wow.
So I will have a sign made, a new White Bear outline sign made for the front of that, and I probably won't put any lettering on it, but when we rent that space out to any business, they will be able to take that sign down and put their lettering on it,
mm-hmm,
as to the whatever kind of business they have.
Okay.
And hopefully they can run with that White Bear theme. And I don't know.
Not to be confused with the White Pig.
Right.
Just saying.
Yeah.
But you could, you know what? I guess if you wanted to have a establishment, quote unquote, there you go.
Right. Well, the insurance company probably wouldn't.
No,
like
the insurance company's going to have
They pretty much told me you don't want to have a bar in there because you don't want to pay us for insurance if it's a bar.
Yeah, well.
So it's going to be probably some sort of I have somebody thinking about it that does mental health therapy. I've had it looked at for a retail space, something like that. So I did leave one office in the back on the right, and then there's that back storage area with the sink and the bathroom. Yep. So I left all that. But otherwise, it's going to be an open slate. We're going to have it rewired for spotlighting, and I just, my old chandeliers that I ordered came in yesterday, so we're going to put some ornate lighting in there, just give it a classy, upscale look. But it's just a blank slate for somebody to move their future business in.
Talking with Sandy Bauer with Stargazers, and coming up, yeah, we'll wrap things up. Wow. The White Bear Building, I guess, is the official name. I guess that's the official name of the building. We'll talk a little bit more with Sandy here coming up. Here's Rodney Atkins. It's 8:46.
Lane backed up traffic, horns are honking, I've about had it, I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait in 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road, makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Down about forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor man. I'm so sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind, a twist in a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Maybe it's the freedom. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab you, honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road, get back with my soul. Now all I gotta do is take some old back road to the shady spot where things get hot, girl.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Rodney Atkins take a back road, and Sandy Bauer joining us again as she has the building where our studios used to be housed. It's the White Bear Building. I guess we're just going to assume that that's the very first business that was there. We'll call it the White Bear Building. Have you talked to Terry Mesh or anybody at Pepin County Historical Society to do a little research? Because, you know, they always get the intern in at the Heritage Center.
I have not done that yet.
Yeah, I think you need to do that because I'm sure they can start to do a digging into finding out. Never know. There might have been another creepy, really creepy type of business in there that there are bodies in the basement.
I guess we just don't know. We're going to have to find out at some point. When I moved into my house up here on the corner, I went up to the government center and did my own research of the history on my home.
Oh, okay.
So, and you can do that. Anybody can do that. For their home or business, their parcel, you can go up to the government center, you have to make an appointment, and then they let you do research on your parcel. And it's kind of fun to see how the tax rule changed. You know, our property went from a $1,700 value to an $8,000 value in 1 year. And you can tell then that's when the home was built.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And that conflicted with the information we were given when we bought the house by about 3 years.
Okay.
So, you know, the history records don't lie. So it was nice to have a little clarification as to how things were and when they came to be and stuff like that.
You, have you found anything, you know, okay, so you found the glass sign.
Yep.
You haven't found like a poster like they did over at the corral, did you?
Nothing like that. I did up in
you did. There's something written, though.
Right. In the back corner, there is a sign that's up between, there were three ceilings in that building. There was the tin ceiling that was original, and then there was a 12 by 12 ceiling grid with the tiles, and then below that there was a drop ceiling with the metal, you know, and the 2 by 4 tiles, which we got rid of. So we had to take out two whole ceilings to get to that tin ceiling. But between that ceiling and the top original ceiling, there was a sign, and it just lent to the fact that there was a cafe there.
And, really? Okay.
Yep. And it said, Pop would give you the shirt off his back, so why not give him, and you can't see the bottom of it, it's covered yet. And I'm assuming it's a soda. Oh, a soda advertising.
Sure.
And then on the in the right-hand corner, there is a picture of a dress shirt, and it says Manhattan on it. So I don't know if it's a advertisement for drinks or if it's an advertisement for soda. I haven't got the rest of it. I don't know.
Or the men's store.
I don't know. Could be. I don't know. But when I get it uncovered, I'll probably save that and then frame it in some way,
sure,
and leave it in the building.
I thought it was made out of paper, but
it's paper.
Okay, yep. So what are you gonna have to do to kind of keep that from getting all funky?
So when I moved into my house, there was a guy, a doctor, that lived in there for a couple years, and I found a Red Cross flag up in the attic, and I went through the process of how do I preserve this so it doesn't deteriorate any further. So I went to a glass place up in Eau Claire, and I ordered special glass for it. And a friend of mine who does woodworking made a special frame for it in that specific size. So I just kind of did some research as to how that can be preserved in the long run. So you just get the UV glass and then put it in a frame, and then you back it and to, you know, make it so it's sturdy and stuff like that. So
how long do you think it's going to take for you to get Chuck to get the rest of this done?
Oh, Lord.
Notice how I said get Chuck to get the rest of this done. Yeah.
He helped me haul garbage a couple times. Other than that, I've done all the work myself so far.
Okay.
So I did have a friend come and help me who helped me in my apartment for a little bit, but they're busy. So
I'm good at destruction, but not construction.
Yeah.
But I can't even help you with this destruction because I might destroy something you want to keep.
Right. You know, that's kind of why I've been doing most of it myself, because I know how I want things to be and what I want to save and what I don't want to save. You know, when you pull that plywood subfloor out, there was laminate in there, and I pulled all that out, and then this plywood subfloor is nailed down with 1,000 nails. So you pull that out with a shingle scraper, you pop all that out, but then when you get that plywood out, all the nails are still there.
Yep.
So you got to go back through and pull nails with a 3-foot crowbar, and then what doesn't come out, you got to pull with a nail puller and set what breaks off. It's very time consuming, but I know how I want it done, so
sure.
Hopefully we'll have it rented by somebody like in August, sometime in July, so coming up fairly quick, because really we're not adding a lot. We're mostly just taking away what's was installed through the 60s, 80s, whenever, and just exposing what was there. That's what I do. I save what was original. I preserve our history of our town the best I can. You know, I did our apartment. I salvaged items from Bubba's, which was originally called the Stokes House, or at one point it was. So that, to me, is the Stokes apartment. I saved tin ceilings. I saved doors. And I reused those in this apartment. And I want to preserve the history of what was there. And same thing down here. I want to preserve the history of something else in our town, and I will continue to do that every way that I can.
So the front, those windows, then, are those going to be replaced or changed or anything like that? You know, because right below the windows, of course, was, what I would say, you know, pedestals that were there.
Right.
Those obviously weren't original.
No, and when I get the, there's paneling on them now. So, okay. When I get, I already took the carpet off the top. So when I get there, I'll see what's underneath and see if I can take those out, or if it's better to just leave them in there. If it would be some sort of clothing store, boutique, they might want the raised platforms for display.
Sure.
And I try to think of the most a variety of things that could rent that space so it's functional for them. So I don't want to take things out that could be useful. So I have to see what's behind them first, if there is flooring in there. I already, inside the front door, uncovered the original pad from where the original door was. So that door used to recess in a little further. So I have to put some sort of flooring there to cover that. So you try to work with as much as you can. But I think if you went up and down Main Street, there's more. There's more more cool stuff behind these updated, which are now dated, facades, where they covered up to modernize the front of their
mm-hmm.
building.
Yep.
And Hikey Pharmacy just recently took off all their tin, and they're going to be in the process of restoring, which is great. I think it's wonderful that they want to make things more how they were originally. And that's where I'm at, too. So hopefully other people that have businesses down here or own buildings want to embrace that. They see how cool it is. Other towns that have history have these great vintagey-looking main streets, and we can have that, too. And if I can make it happen, I'm going to make it happen. We also own the building where the cottage is, where the flower mm-hmm. shop is. And there's that front needs some work too, but underneath that icky white tile there was brick. So what are we going to do with that one? I'm not sure yet. We'll get there.
And that one's a little harder because Missy's there and you don't want to interrupt everything she's
right,
doing.
Right.
So it's kind of a little bit where this one you can just do what you want.
Right. Well, this one here, there's stuff that, you know, the awning fell off when you were there.
Yeah, well, that was during the blizzard, yep.
And it's just awful. So Missy's front, at least for now, is okay, you know, and it's, you know, good from far and far from good mentality.
Yep.
But it's okay for now, and we will get there.
So I know you had posted as well, you know, some of the comments on our Facebook page that, you know, if you're down there, people can come in. Take a look around if they want. I mean, if you're there, but I mean, you don't want to have, of course, a big line of people because you're trying to get stuff done. But
right. I think it's really important for people to see the progress and what they can do. You know, 5-8 years ago, I didn't know how to do any of this. So I have learned by doing and asking questions and doing research how to do all this stuff. And
wow.
So can you, or you can have somebody.
I can't.
Do it.
I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you right now, Rhonda gets so frustrated with me, but I can't. And this is absolutely the God's honest truth. So when I was 13, 14, with my dad, we were up at his cabin in Oneida County at 160 acres, and we were building it. We were going to build a deck, and so I was helping. He would even do the measuring. And he would even watch me trying to cut the decking. And after about the fifth or sixth time, he was like, son,